inner hall of life.
I'm up all night off these spirits. Might say I'm vampiric. I don't ever let a fake in my friends.
Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising, podcast about sex, love, and dating.
From a queer
from this
black
bitch who has a cracker in her fucking mouth.
I'm literally eating a cracker. I couldn't stop myself.
From a queer black feminist perspective, I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
And we are Slam Power Productions,
yeah.
A filmmaking duo.
Mm-hmm.
Enough about us.
More about us.
This show.
No, the world.
So you guys can join in on the conversation by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising on Twitter and wherever the fuck. Our fan of the week is Kardeem for hitting on Shanika simultaneously being mean to her.
Fuck Kardeem. All right, moving on.
Yeah. There will be a couple of triggering things. He sounds like a great guy. There will be a couple of triggering things in this episode, and right before it happens, we'll just put a little trigger warning, so look out for that. And the music for today's episode, that song was called Goddess Life by London Paris, and if you would like to send in your super cool music to have us play in the beginning of the show, you can do that by emailing us at ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Take any genre.
Any genre.
Anything. Garbage punk I've been really into lately.
Really?
Yeah. Now on for our first segment.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Current events.
Dat dis do.
During a team photo shoot, the football player thought it was a good idea to pull a crude little stunt. According to Osborne, he was dared by one of his teammates, who thought it would be funny if Osborne gave the camera something to focus on.
So this first piece of news is weird.
It's funny to me.
It's funny, but also kind of sad, but also...
It's layered.
It's like, this is basically a lesson in, like, friendship. If your friend dares you to do something that's going to get you on the sex offender list for the rest of your life, he's not your friend.
You might want to reconsider.
Yeah.
Although I don't think his friend was thinking that.
So basically, yeah. A young 19-year-old football player, Hunter Osborne from Red Mountain High School in mm-hmm. Arizona. Did mm-hmm. I say Arizona already? He exposed himself in a team picture.
A dictionary picture.
Exactly.
His dick was out in the photo.
Yeah.
His friend was like, hey man.
Wouldn't it be funny?
Take your dick out in the picture, man.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a basic high school team photo, and he's just there. His dick is blurred out. But it's just like...
I wish I didn't see it with the blur. Like, I want to see what it really looked like.
Me too.
Because a lot of people... So this made it where? Made it to the yearbook?
Made it to the yearbook and
made it to pamphlets.
And to pamphlets that people gave out
in
games.
Yeah. So this dick was everywhere, and no one noticed that it was out. So, like, what does it look like without the blur?
Yeah, right?
Does it look like it could be his hand, but you, like, look closer?
And he has two arms behind his back. So yeah, he said, yeah.
Was
said
it
he was,
hard? Was it soft?
Exactly. Hopefully it wasn't aroused
was
by the
circumcised,
experience.
Uncircumcised? Was it curved? I gotta know.
I need the details.
He was 18 at the time, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
For me to look.
For yeah, it's not children's porn.
Exactly.
Oof. Anyway, so he, unfortunately, the sad side for this guy is that he has 69 counts of indecent exposure. A class
for
one
every place that it was like shared,
and
right?
One count of furnishing harmful items to minors, which is a class 4 felony. I don't know the law system. I watch Law and Order. You
bum
know.
Bum do 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 do.
That's it. It's like I don't know how. Yeah. So he's been released from he was arrested. He's been released on bail and is wearing a electronic monitor. As of right now, there weren't any updates. I don't know if he's going to be convicted. I don't know how the law or justice system works.
Yeah.
But there's a Facebook page for him, and it's so funny. Some people are like, this is so sad, poor guy. Another is like, well, he was being a dumbass. And someone else was like, well, if they're going to let transgender people into bathrooms, then why is this such a problem?
What does that have to do with
exactly.
that?
Exactly. It's
people
so
just
dumb.
Make fucking crazy
it's
leaps.
Stupid.
This is his mugshot?
Yeah, he looks like he's coming in his mugshot. This kid looks like he's coming.
He doesn't look like he has any remorse for what he's done.
No.
He looks extremely pleased with himself.
He does.
Which is funny because when he was talking to, what, police or something like that, he was like, I'm so sorry. What did he say?
I don't know.
He was like, it was a stupid, disgusting thing that I wish I'd never done or something like
except
that.
Except he looks like he's coming in his mugshot. He just looks
he
like...
Probably he probably is. He probably took his dick out again. On the attention. He just
he's
takes
just jerking off.
Like, maybe that's what he's into. Maybe there was no friend who dared him. Maybe he just wanted his dick out.
Yeah, but now he's in a rough spot.
Sexual fantasies go wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Can't get any more trouble.
This only has 129 likes.
Exactly. So nobody really cares about it. So he's probably, no one's going to be standing up for him. We're here laughing at him like some dicks. We're just in New York City making
funny. It's funny. I don't care about his plight. I don't care about his plight.
Yeah, I don't care about his. Your misery is a source of entertainment for at least 500 people.
People are so mean, though. Congratulations for ruining your teammate's high school team photo, you pathetic little prick. Like, why are you that mad?
Right?
Are you in the photo? What the fuck? Some creep was like, show us the full picture. What's wrong with people?
It's hilarious. I want to see the full picture.
Oh, today at 5:46 it says, the charges have been dismissed. I'm so happy for him.
Okay.
Some kid named Blonsky Battalion.
Okay, so he's fine.
It's cool.
I hope that's his real name.
I don't know.
I really hope that's his real name.
A very happy black man.
May this be a lesson that if you want to expose yourself in a picture, you'll be fine.
if you're a young white man in America.
You're a young white man in America. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
That's what black kid did it.
Oh, arrested.
Rapist, black, savage, pervert with big ass dick.
Rape his ass. That's a real rude thing.
He's raping my kids through this photo.
Durham must now work out of this office behind me, the Rachel Jackson State Office Building. It's across the street from all other lawmakers after Speaker Beth Harwell kicked him out of his old office.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. One Not of the state really. Representatives, Jeremy Durham from Tennessee, who is an adamant supporter of House Bill 2414, basically one of the bathroom bills, forcing people to use bathrooms that align with their gender at birth.
Their assigned gender.
Their assigned sex. He has 34 complaints of sexual harassment against him. So here's a man saying, we got to protect women, got to keep people safe.
By all costs.
He's harassing people
by any
himself.
Means necessary.
He's been banned to, like, what is it, the Speaker of the House, mm-hmm. banned him to a different office building so he can't work in his
actual
building.
The fact that he got shunned.
Yeah, he got shunned because...
He got exiled.
Yeah. Because he's being a dick. Who was it? The Speaker of the House said he is a continuing risk to unsuspecting women who are employed by or interact with the legislature.
Why hasn't he been removed?
I don't know. And also, are there not women in the other building?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Exactly. Just unless it's just like an abandoned building where it's only him working at it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So basically, so 34 people were interviewed. So apparently here's some of the common things with his behavior, like his patterns of
his
behavior.
Creep shit.
Occupied a superior position of power to the women he was harassing. Mm-hmm. Obtained personal contact information from the women under the guise of legislative business or another legislative reason. Initiated contact about non-legislative matters and attempted to meet up with women alone.
Hey, Brenda, let's sign that bill together.
At this
bar.
Let me see
your titties. Let me see your titties, Brenda.
Let me sign your titty. usually involved alcohol in his interaction with these women.
Oh, God.
Made inappropriate creep. Comments of a sexual nature or engaged in inappropriate physical contact with someone.
Oh, God.
So maybe it was just a fucking creep.
Yeah.
So
he's also married.
Maybe he's... Yeah, he is married. Surprise!
Dickhead shit.
Maybe that's why he wants to pass these bathroom bills. Because he
just
knows
to cover the guise of his creep shit?
Well, because he knows... He thinks that all men...
Oh, because he would do something like
exactly.
that. He would dress up
He's
as
just
a
like,
woman
you know,
just
I
to go into
dress
a woman's
up
bathroom.
As a woman.
Like, that same thing Mike Huckabee said. He was like, yeah, when I was in high school, I totally would have went into the girls' locker room by dressing up like a girl. Everybody would have done it or something like that. And everybody was like, Mike Huckabee, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you saying? You would have sexually harassed and assaulted
Yeah, just
people?
Admitting to it.
So he resigned from his whatever position he was. I think he was like the whip, the house whip.
Yeah,
I don't know how the government whip. Works. I just watch House of Cards.
House Majority Whip. He's the whip in his state.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not our whip.
Yep.
Our whip is like
so
some really racist
He can't
guy
speak to
like
certain
that.
People unless there's like two staff members present.
But also, why hasn't he been removed?
I don't
like,
know.
What the fuck?
No contact
counts?
With legislative
That's some
staff
Cosby
or
level shit.
Say that again?
That's some Cosby level shit.
Oh, yeah,
counts?
It's a lot of people. So yeah, no contact with legislative staff or interns other than his assigned legislative assistant that is not directly related to office business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck this guy.
This guy's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, he once wrote a letter on house stationery to support a pastor who pleaded guilty to rape and possession of child pornography.
He's an utter creep.
So
he's a total creep.
He's just like, I understand why people sexually harass others, so I support them. I see where they're coming from. Like, fuck that. What?
That's so terrible. Yeah, but trans people can't pee when they wanna. Really,
and apparently there are no documented cases of
any trans
person in the United States harassing. Exactly.
But then there's like,
it's fake fear.
Yeah. I don't remember what the stat was, but basically there's like this meme going around. I shared it one time. It was like, there have been more cases of state senators harassing women, harassing and sexually assaulting women than trans women.
Yeah, so fuck that.
Yeah, you're more likely to be harassed in the bathroom by one of these guys.
Yeah, when people, there's like a video, I don't know if we, did we talk about it on the last episode? Maybe we didn't, maybe.
I don't think so.
It was just like a man was following, just woman who was...
Oh, yeah, no, we didn't talk about this.
Okay, so there's just this other video of just this man following a woman into the woman's bathroom.
Yeah.
Because she was, I guess she just dressed very, she's like a very androgynous-looking woman.
Yeah. And I think that happened twice, actually. Oof. It was like two different reports.
Oh, yeah, then there's when the cops were dragging a lesbian out of the man's bathroom.
Yeah,
what the fuck is this shit? Just it's let crazy. People pee.
Right, exactly.
Just what are you
Why
doing?
Why do you care that much? But then you don't stop actual rapists.
You don't care about actual rapists. You don't care about women. You have this weird fucking, like, gender policing, want to control other people's actions based on fake threats and non-issues.
Yeah.
You're the actual fucking problem.
Yeah, it's actually
You're
it.
Fucking fired, man.
Well, no.
If I had the power to fire these people, I would
but
do it.
But who does? Like, what? Like, when is this man going to be removed from office?
Yeah, right? Like, why didn't the... I don't know.
They go to BYU, and then they're investigated by the Honor Code. We're here to ask for an amnesty clause within the Title IX office so that victims feel comfortable coming forward, they feel empowered, and rapists know that they can't get away with this.
Trigger warning for sexual assault and rape. Young woman, 20... Maddie Barney from Brigham Young University, which is the Mormon Harvard, was raped in her off-campus apartment and essentially banned from ever taking classes there again.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because she reported her rape to the police, not to her school.
I think she filed a complaint through their like Title IX office. Or, I don't remember. Oh,
I thought that she filed that a complaint... After. to the police, and the school like combs through records happened in regards to their campus, and they found it and they contacted her.
Yeah. So basically, Brigham Young University, Mormon Church of Latter-day Saints, strict policy about how students can dress, what they can wear, how much skin they expose, and being around with people of the opposite sex. Like, it's like, no people of opposite sex in this dormitory lobby past 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, very specific. Like, if there's a boy in your... anywhere in there, it's like, oh, you fucked up.
Yeah.
So, basically, she was
it's
raped.
Their honor code.
Yeah, the honor code. So, she was raped, chaste. Reported it, and basically, the school is saying that she wanted to investigate her to see if she had violated the honor code.
Yeah, exactly.
And the university... And she, of course, she wants to fight this, you know? She's like, why, you know, why? If I come forward, she felt like she said, I did the right thing. Mm-hmm. I told the authorities what happened to me. Why am I being punished for it? And BYU.
Brigham Young University.
Was like, no, we take sexual assault very seriously. And, like, we encourage people to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
But your honor code inherently... stops people from doing so, especially if, like, getting expelled from the university. It's not just like, oh, you can go to a different college, which you can, but it's attached to, like, your eternal salvation.
Yeah.
It's viewed as a sin, like, you've committed some sort of egregious sin.
Mm-hmm.
So...
it seems like you can be, like, excommunicated from the church, basically.
So it's like, it's you report your rape and you could potentially go to hell.
Yeah. This has happened to, several women, right?
Yeah, other people started coming forward about their rapes, and either that they were either treated similarly or that they were too scared to say anything to the university.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess I have respect for this girl because she's... the whole entire institution is big. Because she could be labeled a sinner. Like, it's a big deal in her life. And she's like, no, I'm not trying to change the whole honor code. I just think there should be some common sense added.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know much about Mormonism, and I feel like I would disagree with everything, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like inherently, and I hate to be, like, all Bill Maher shitting on people's religions and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but inherently the honor code is just fucked. Like, they're trying to, like, maneuver it so that it's just okay for rape victims to come forward or whatever, but just any type of honor code that enforces stigma against any type of sexuality when sexuality is natural is weird.
They're interesting. I was reading a little bit of their honor code, and they have one specifically for homosexual behavior.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, you won't be persecuted or whatever for having homosexual feelings. It's acting on these feelings
mm-hmm.
that breaks the honor code.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's just real strange. It's just like,
weird.
You can have feelings for people of the opposite sex, but you just can't act on them.
That's weird. I just feel like, so for example, let's say two students have sex and it's like unprotected sex or whatever, and somebody catches something. You can't, but like you do.
Yeah.
But let's say you want to go to the campus, whatever, medical center to get tested. If you get tested, it's breaking the honor code because you're saying that you had sex.
Exactly.
So then what? Everybody's just not getting tested and they're all having like unprotected and potentially
sure
like
young
risky
Mormon
sex
in there. Yeah,
there's totally young. They're 20 years old.
Yeah,
there's mad Mormon sex. There's mad Mormon fucking, but nobody's like getting tested or like using condoms because let's say you're found with a condom, you broke honor code.
Yeah.
So I don't believe in the honor code.
No,
nor
fuck
do
the
I believe
honor
in
code.
Mormonism.
Yeah, I guess that's that. In terms of yeah,
hate to shit on someone's religion, but it's just like.
I mean, I think you can critique somebody's religion, you know,
mm-hmm.
and things it represents. I don't think you're not shitting on it. I mean, because you're not saying, like, you know, people shouldn't follow that religion.
Yeah.
Although.
Sort of. I
sort
mean,
of.
If the honor code is the crux of that religion.
Then I'd be like, well, this seems like an inherently oppressive thing.
Exactly.
You've consented to live your life accordingly.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. That's
but
good
you
for you.
It's mad complicated.
But he grew up in that.
What if you grew up in it?
Choose to.
Well, you can grow, but you can.
That's
choose
what
to
it
follow
seems.
It after a certain point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it seems like with what's her name, Maddie. She grew up in it as well, but like she has now seen that her school and her religion will literally excommunicate her because she reported her rape, basically.
Yeah.
And she still wants to stay in the religion.
Yeah, true. It's like when you give people. It's like, do you have a choice if the choice is really hard? Like, a friend of mine is Muslim, and she just, like, is in
yeah,
a Muslim
that's true. She
family.
Probably would lose her entire family if she
she wants
church.
Like, she's basically an atheist. I don't think she's going to come out and tell anybody that, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense, too. So you're, not only, like, your support system, but also, like, your economic support system.
Exactly, yeah. There's a lot riding on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, fuck that institution.
Fuck Brigham Young.
Yeah. Brazil is opening up, or hopefully this works out, an adult-only theme park called Erotica Land.
terrible title, terrible name.
It is a really, called the Disney World of Sex. A gentleman by the name of
Mauro Morata?
Yeah, is leading the project. It'll be like outside of
Piracicaba.
Hopefully it'll open up in 2018.
It'll be near Piracicaba.
Near, yeah. It's not going to be in. There's no. So here's some things, some features of it. An erotic sculpture park, museum of sex, snack bar that serves aphrodisiac dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Mad fun.
Horny goat weed.
Ew.
Ew. I've never had
or
it.
Or horny toad weed. nudist swimming pool, sex accessory bazaar, an erotic theater with vibrating seats.
That's really funny.
A train to pleasure staffed by male and female go-go dancers. Sexy midway games. I don't know what that means. But then genital-shaped rides.
Like the carnival games. Like throw this thing and it knocks over and you get this.
Midway games. Okay,
yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So it seems like a fun fucking time.
Yeah.
It's getting
you can't
a
fuck
lot
there,
of,
though.
It's getting a lot of pushback. I guess the government and powers that be are like, well, we don't want to give our city the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm.
And the man's like, it's gonna be outside of the borders.
It's not your city.
And they're worried that it's gonna attract unsavory individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to attract people who like sex.
No, yeah, which is everybody, which is a lot of people.
Yeah,
which is
many a large people part of would the population. Enjoy going to this place. $100 to get in, and it could also create 250 jobs. It seems great for the economy. Yeah. I would go there.
I would go there as well.
I would definitely save up money. That'd
be a real
money.
Fun field trip. And they're building motels right outside of the resort, so if you do want to have sex, you can't have sex in the park, but you can go get naughty.
You go fuck somewhere elsewhere. Else. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's fun.
I would fucking love to go.
I think it's a good idea.
So if you guys want to fund our trip there.
Right. Just 2000, when is it open? 2018?
Yeah.
2018 Interho field trip?
Yeah, that is not that far away.
Liquid sex. Slick, wet, fun. The Hemp Boost is a water-based personal lubricant that is loaded with omegas, vitamins, and minerals.
Hemp-based lube.
Ooh.
So,
but what does it really mean?
It's just basically we're just telling you this exists. Cuz after I looked at that article like hardcore.
Yeah, it's not you don't get high.
Yeah, you don't get high from it, but apparently people are going crazy for hemp-based lubes.
That just seems very like vegan and emo and not emo. What's the word I'm looking for?
Those fucking emo
another annoying group of people. Vegan and hipster and annoying.
Oh. Apparently,
like very artisanal.
Oh, the artisanal like news.
Exactly. I need my lube to be hemp based.
It's gonna be popular.
Apparently, it stays. It stays slippery. Mm-hmm. It's what is it? Hemp has omega-3 acids, omega-6 antioxidants, vitamin A, B1, B2, B3, B6.
Sounds
C,
healthy
D,
as fuck.
E. I like to feel like I'm moisturizing my vagina when mm-hmm. I'm having sex.
But
like,
can't coconut oil do that too?
It totally can. But it seems I would try this out.
How does it fare with condoms?
It is perfectly fine with condoms.
Oh, that's better perfectly than coconut oil.
Yeah, it is.
But it perfectly can't get compatible. You high.
Keeps you moist.
How do they tweak this chemistry so that it does make you high, though?
Good question.
Very curious.
That's when you... it's
also in when I become an engineer.
That's when
an
you
engineer.
Make weed butter and you just put it in your vagina.
Whoa.
Oh,
but what about
shit.
The pH balance, yeah?
I'm going to try that, except with weed coconut oil.
Ooh.
And use that on a condom.
Okay.
See how that works.
That's Tell me how that goes.
I'll let you know.
I'll be mad.
That's doing that later today. But you know what I will? Like, John, we're going to go do work somewhere, but...
Nah.
We're going to go make weed lube. See how it goes.
That's funny. Trigger warning for trans antagonism.
What you gonna do, send it to China? What the fuck they gonna do? Fuck y'all's goddamn president, by the way, too. How you doing? You just called me, suck my fucking dick, by the way. None of your goddamn business, motherfucker.
So this week, a young trans woman, or just a trans woman, was harassed on the subway, on the 6th train.
Here in New York City.
In New York City, close to home.
Here
name
was
Pearl Love, trans woman of Asian descent, was verbally assaulted. She was recording it on her phone.
I think she's from Taiwan.
Taiwanese
yeah.
woman. So basically, some of you may have seen the video. It's just this like woman who appears to be black just being stupid for no reason. For
I feel
reasons.
Like that woman was also a little bit mentally unstable, though.
She
kind of seemed like one of those people who get on the train and kind of just yell. For reasons unbeknownst to me, like, I don't know, I don't want to, like, mistakenly diagnose her or something like that, but she seemed a little bit off.
It's
not justifying anything that she said, of course.
Although, because what Pearl Love, she was saying, so this woman said a whole host of shitty things, mm-hmm. because...
And it was really
because
weird
Love
stuff,
was,
too.
Appeared Asian, she's Taiwanese, so she kept being like, who the fuck are you under that, like, the
Emperor, the
Emperor
of
China.
China.
She was saying some really, like, anti-Chinese things.
Yeah, that was
racist.
Weird.
And then was saying stuff about, like,
but then
you know,
at one point she was like, what are you, Chinese? Taiwanese? And I was like, wow, the fact that you said something other than Chinese and Korean, like...
Yeah, right?
You're studying some maps. Okay,
you know some shit.
She actually said it right. She's Taiwanese.
Should I read the account?
Yeah, sure.
So this is from Love, from her Facebook post.
Yeah.
Today, 4/28/16, Thursday, I work in a big event for the center... Oh, she's like at a LGBT center. I was on the 6th train from the Bronx to the LGBT center for work. When I got on the 6th to the exchange, you know, she did just train stuff. commuting things.
Yeah, it's she speaks in a little bit broken English.
Yeah. When I changed from the 6 to the 4 express train and 125th station, an unknown woman sitting across from me started to verbally abuse me.
I love the fact that you called her an unknown woman.
Yeah.
Like, I do not know this bitch.
The fuck, yeah, right? She's not even my friend.
Never seen her a day in my goddamn life.
She made a lot of shit comments about how much she hates trans people and wants me to suck her dick.
That was weird to me.
It was
odd. She was a woman, so by you saying suck my dick, like, are you trans?
You don't have
too,
a
bitch?
Dick, yeah, right? Right, like, is this some self-hate? She also made racist comments. I ignore her and kept reading my book. When the train got to 86th Street, she started getting so loud and crazy and yelling at me, so I started to record her on my phone, and she started to get even louder and started to assault me and hit me. As you can see, it's definitely a hate crime. She attacked me inside the train. When I retreated, she threw all my stuff on the floor and chased me around the train and said she's going to find a stick to hit me. It was a crowded train, and everyone heard it, but no one helped me. Guys acting like nothing happened for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then, when the train stopped at 42nd, she got out of the train and kept yelling at me. I recorded 4 videos, about 3.5 minutes. Thanks to an older guy who helped me pick my stuff up, and she put it back in my bag, and he said sorry to me. So now you can understand what's happening in my everyday life. That happens all the time, but it's my first time recording it.
Yeah, and I can imagine that happens all the time.
It's just people feeling like you can get away with that, yeah. Which is what...
Yeah, trans people are harassed on the train all the fucking time.
It's just like, why do people...
That's why I wanted to talk about this story, because I feel like mm-hmm. there's just going to be a matter of time for when I see it, and I'm like, I will definitely do something, but depending on how large the person is who's, like, doing the harassing, I don't know what I can do without getting hurt myself.
There are some things you can do.
Tell us, Shmiga.
So I was, like, a lot of people were like, oh, you know, nobody helped. Why did no one help? Mm-hmm. And apparently this guy, the psychologist, was like, it's not because of, like, the heartlessness of human nature when mm-hmm. no one does anything. Apparently it's a psychological effect when a whole bunch of people see some sort of emergency happening. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's a large amount of people diffuses the amount of responsibility. Mm-hmm. So people feel
he'll
like...
He'll do it.
Yeah, somebody else is going to do something.
Yeah.
Or seeing people not do something, even though you see something scary happening, makes you feel like there is... like, it's normal to not do anything. Mm-hmm. So people end up not... like, for example, like a... It was the term the bystander effect... was founded after this woman was stabbed to death in front of a bunch of onlookers and no one did anything.
This thing was actually, like, debunked as a myth.
Oh, that thing that happened?
Not the bystander effect itself, but the case of Kitty Giovanese, who was murdered by this guy, I forgot what his name was, Fresh Meadows?
Oh, that's a lie?
It wasn't a lie. It's not your bad either. It's like, I learned about this when I took, like, AP Psych or whatever, and it's like a psychology thing or whatever, but the case itself, not to go too much off topic, but they said that, like, 38 people saw her get stabbed and were looking from outside of their apartment windows and did nothing, but it was actually, there were only 2 people who fully saw it with their eyes and didn't do anything, and then there was, like, different, because it was, like, a huge apartment building, so some people did call the cops, and the cops didn't come. Some people, like, were like, what's going on over there, but weren't sure what was going on and couldn't see anything. Some people saw the fact that he was, like, assaulting her and were like, get the fuck off her or whatever, and he, like, ran back. And then when people weren't looking, he would run back to her and continue to stab her.
Oh, shit. That's
terrifying. So it's like a whole big story or whatever.
Okay.
So you guys can, like, look into that on your own.
That's terrifying, then. Yeah. So that's not a good example.
But that's what made the psychologist want to look into it and study it. So,
oh, I see. Well, So it still exists.
Yeah.
So what this guy says that you can do, so there's 3 approaches you can take. You can, 1, be direct, 2, distract, or 3, delegate.
Okay.
And he used this as an example of a guy was, like, molesting a girl who was asleep on the train.
Oh my god.
And someone recorded it, you know, but no one did anything.
Yeah.
Even though, like, the guy recording noticed that other people noticed. Mm-hmm. He was saying, so the first thing you can do is be direct. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, stop that. Mm-hmm. Or put yourself in the way. He didn't recommend getting aggressive with someone who was being aggressive.
Yeah.
But just saying to directly address the person. But that doesn't, a lot of people are like, well, I could get hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know if that person has a knife or is armed. That's usually why I don't, like, I ignore street harassers, because, like, if I say something, I'm like, well, I'm not trying to die out here today.
Yeah, which you literally could. Yeah.
So that's step 1. Step 2 is you can distract. Mm-hmm. So if you see something happening, you try to cause a bigger scene, something that takes the attacker's attention away from what they're doing, or just jars then. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can, like, throw something against a wall next to them. Mm-hmm. Or, like, talk very loudly on your cell phone. Mm-hmm. Like, distract them from what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Which will, one, stop the assault. And in the case of this girl who was asleep, it'll mm-hmm. wake her up. You know, it, like, mm-hmm. alerts the victim that something is happening in the case that they don't know something mm-hmm. is happening. And then the third thing you can do is delegate. So, like, if someone, like, if a lot of people notice, like, it's like when there's an emergency and no one is doing anything, and you, like, you need to call the cops. Don't mm-hmm. don't yell, somebody call the cops. You have to point to someone specific, be like, hey, you woman in the blue blazer, can you call the police? Because mm-hmm. that, like, jars people out of their whole, like, bystander thing that's going on, and they'll call to action. Yeah. So if you ask people specifically, hey, something's happening, help.
Yeah.
That individual person suddenly feels activated. And if they are the kind of person to take direct action or something else, you could move them to do something. And it, really all of this helps by... So basically, you can counteract the bystander effect by letting the victim and the assailant know that they are being watched mm-hmm. and that something could potentially happen. Because mm-hmm. if people are just looking on and, like, people are just ignoring it, they're yeah. going to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
But suddenly when they're alerted, oh shit, someone sees me.
Yeah.
They might stop. They might continue, but, you know, it's supposed to help. And the more that people, I guess the more that people start doing things in response to when they see violence occurring, mm-hmm. the less, like, in theory, the less violent acts should occur. Mm-hmm. Because there's no longer a culture of bystanders. It'll be just a culture of people being like, hey, fuck you, man. So those are some things you can do if you see something happening. Yeah, when I read it, I was like, oh, shit, I feel like I can be a better citizen now.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm
just gotta delegate to the biggest, broliest nigga. Like, yeah. Help her!
Yeah, right?
You!
Exactly. Help that girl! Exactly. But even though it seems like you're not doing anything...
You are.
You're creating attention.
He took out his headphones.
Yeah, you're alerting someone
it's
else.
It's like, I gotta help somebody now. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it for Fuck That!
Ooh,
now on to Fuck It! The topic of the day is... Oh, I was gonna say rape fantasy.
Riggedy rape!
It's really just sex fantasies.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
You can see what Shanika's is.
I'm like the vegan of rape fantasies.
I don't even know what that means.
Do you have a rape fantasy? Do you have a rape fantasy? I do.
Yeah, your fantasy is real nice, but you know about rape fantasies?
I appreciate your story, but listen. So today we're discussing fantasies.
Yeah.
So a simple definition of fantasies by Bustle. Fantasies are things that you find arousing when you think about them.
Ooh.
So opened. There's a lot.
Food.
There's just many tasty videos that just...
Money?
I think someone on Periscope was saying that they, like, they wanted to have sex with someone while rich. I'm like, interesting. And he's like, no, I just want to be rich.
Yeah.
So there's, like, some loose categories. There's mm-hmm. role-playing. You pretend to be other people, mm-hmm. characters. Specific sexual behaviors. Things like threesomes, oral sex, playing with sex toys, spanking, mm-hmm. or so on. Kinky stuff falls into this category. Mm-hmm. Then there's power dynamics, the idea of letting someone be in control, one person being submissive. Mm-hmm. Partners. All this is interesting, because some of this seems a little redundant. But partners is like fantasizing about a specific person.
Yeah.
Like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
The guy next Jared door. As the Joker?
Yeah.
That's the only one. Stories. Basically, my whole bar fantasy,
mm-hmm.
just anything, like, on a beach, on the edge of a volcano.
Like, a scenario?
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my imagination right now. I was, like, in a volcano.
Is that real?
It's the first thing that came to mind, but I have never thought of that. I never wanted that.
Your subconscious feelings. Is speaking to you.
You can also fantasize about how you want to feel during a sexual
Being
encounter.
In love.
Yeah.
Or hating the person.
I hate fucking.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
So, those are the loose categories mm-hmm. for sexual fantasies.
All right.
There's no reason.
Just go into yours.
Okay. Welp. Rape.
Long ass list.
Oh, let me go into my list.
How does this rape scenario play out in your head?
I just, you know, to be honest, maybe it's just like, like being held down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't have to do much.
So you're just lazy. Is it really even a rape fantasy?
It's like, will I fight back? Nah. Nah. Yeah. But no, I like having sex and like my hands are like wrists to the side, hands above my head. Mm-hmm. It's just so hot to me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Mad vulnerable.
Yes. I love feeling. Sorry. I love feeling vulnerable. Well, I'm going to my list of things. What mm-hmm. else do I like? Just older mentor figures. Mm-hmm. As we all know, mm-hmm. if you're just tuning into this podcast. If
you
listen
to any episode ever, you know two things about Shiga. She loves older men, and one time she walked away from a blowjob.
The blowjob I just had.
Every episode.
I just couldn't do it.
Just rubbing it in. We know. We fucking know.
The
dick
was too big, but he was so hot. He was too young for me.
That's where we got to make our field trip, to visit that guy.
Choking. Mm-hmm. Just a light choke. Mm-hmm. Just very light.
Have you been choked before?
No. Oh, okay. No, I haven't been. Okay. Just like hands near the throat felt mm-hmm. nice. Mm-hmm. Just gotta get around.
Yeah.
Just get around my throat with them. I like the idea of, I like flirting with strangers at places.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just.
So it's a rush. It's a thrill.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Especially when you think they're really hot and you're like, wow, you're interested in talking to me too?
Oh, great.
I don't look terrible.
Like, I'm wearing 1 foot on my shirt right now.
What? You have a 1 foot shirt? Sounds like something Lucas would wear. I would wear that too.
What?
Just like a shirt with a foot on? Is that what it is?
I was thinking.
Would you not wear that?
Like a prosthetic foot protruding from the shirt.
Getting into t-shirts.
Huh? Well, the thing with prosthetic foot protruding from the shirt. Not like a picture of a foot.
Oh, no. I wouldn't wear that. I wouldn't wear that.
I'm just trying to be the weirdest possible thing.
Okay.
And someone still being into me.
Okay.
Because that would be pretty fucking weird.
I'll get into t-shirts.
So I was like, yeah, she was wearing a foot, but she was pretty level-headed and cool. I want you to have to qualify it.
It was turning me on a little.
I would like to be tied up.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But that's also kind of scary because you have to trust the person. Because mm-hmm. in the case of an emergency, and they're like, they run and go save
banana,
themselves.
Banana! Banana! They just leave.
All right? You're like, oh, shit, I'm tied up in this room.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody.
Well, that's why fantasies are cool, though, because it can also be, like, scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Or things that you wouldn't actually do sometimes.
Like, knife play seems so scary to me.
Yeah.
Someone ties me up and has a knife. What if they have a mental break mid mid fantasy?
She looks like my mother.
It starts
and I hate my mother.
She is my mother now.
Exactly.
She consented to this. And then I'm stabbed to death and I don't want that.
Oh no.
And then I also fantasize about me with several cartoon characters.
Kakashi from Naruto. How does that look in your head? Do they become humanized or do you become cartoonized?
You know what? It's because.
Or is it just like some weird bestial shit?
Between a 3D person and a cartoon. Yeah, I obviously don't. I don't go into the details. So basically, since it's all from first person,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they just stay cartoon characters. It's like dream logic where things make sense, but mm-hmm. if you were to really look in a dream, it's just like, whoa.
No, everything was mad weird. So are you fucking in your dreams?
Kakashi Hatake.
Mm-hmm.
Itachi Uchiha.
It's just all Naruto characters.
Yeah, yeah. Deidara, Gaara. Okay. Who else? Neji.
Mm-hmm.
Draco Malfoy.
He's a cartoon character?
He's not.
What the fuck?
He's not.
Tom
Malfoy.
Felton. Get him out of there. Get him out of there.
Yes, he is.
And then Neville now.
Yeah.
After that, now. After he fucked up Nagini.
He glowed up. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
Was that that moment?
You know, to be
he
honest,
beer now.
Snape, if he didn't seem greasy.
Yeah,
know?
I would fuck Snape
he
too.
He seems a little greasy.
He seems like he would be like mad passionate.
Yeah.
Like he would treat you really nice and tell you all the nice things.
He would because he's mean to everyone else. So
exactly.
He's choosing to be nice
exactly,
to you.
Exactly, exactly.
He must be real, real nice with
yeah.
his dick.
Giving you all his love energy. With his dick.
With
oh
his
boy.
Dick. Treat you real kind with it. pours you a shot with his dick. You like a glass
funny.
Of wine, dick
That's
extends, wraps around the bottle.
He tucks you in when it's over, but with the dick. Runs you a nice warm bath with his dick.
That's why I'd fuck Snape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's it. And then basically, if you ever seen the anime Project K, it's just all the characters are hot to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm attracted to cartoon characters.
That's okay. That's okay.
And also the fox from Zootopia. Was pretty hot to me.
That's really funny.
I don't know why.
So if you were to like live out any of these fantasies, let's say the cartoon character ones, would you, like, fuck somebody in a costume? Or fuck somebody in, like, what's that shit called? Cosplay?
Mm, no, I don't think I would actually.
Oh, okay. You just like thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Those are strictly
That's why
fantasies.
I used to write Naruto erotica. I put myself in the place of Sakura, mm-hmm. and then I fuck whoever I want.
Fuck them.
With fan fiction,
I'll every guys. Single one of them.
Because, like, in real life, I don't think I can get past, I don't think I could actually role play, because mm-hmm. I can't take acting seriously. as like, I can't act
oh,
seriously.
Oh, Shikamaru.
Exactly. It's just like...
Put your penis in my...
In my vagine. I just couldn't do it.
Okay.
Being tied up sounds fun.
That can happen.
But I also need a partner who's just, like, very into it and is willing to help
Cardine
me out.
Cardine wants to fuck you.
Cardine does want to fuck me. He likes ropes. He likes all the things I like. He just has to understand.
You guys would be a match on Plenty of Fish or whatever the
it's
fuck.
It's just never going to happen, though, you know? It's just not. In the list of impossible things.
That is one.
It's not going to happen.
That is one of them.
If you guys broke up, I wouldn't
nah,
fuck Cardi.
You can't do that.
Because you came into my life first.
You.
And he's me.
So mean. And he's an asshole.
So, yeah, those are, I guess those are mine.
Okay.
You.
I have several threesomes. So my bi threesome or whatever. Uh-huh. It would be a bi... Okay, I have two bi threesomes. The first is a bi female-female-male threesome. And that is totally in my whole... remember the contest that I wanted back in the day?
The pussy-looking contest.
Exactly. I still want it to be like that. And then it will just, like, play out from there or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, I know I'd be bad because I've never eaten a pussy before.
Yeah.
I know that Cardine would be good because he has. So it's like, all right, so he's instructing me. And he's telling me what to do. Uh-huh. And then I do it back. And he's like, good girl. And then, like, crazy sex
oh, that's
happens.
Hot.
And
that's
I'll end
hot.
It there. Yeah.
That.
Might get into it later.
There, but I could go on.
I was really bored one night in Barbados. My mom was sleeping, and I was like, I just gotta play this out. I played it the fuck out. It was a great one. And then, of course, the regular hetero male-male-female threesome where it's like, they're not touching each other because they're like, yeah, bro, whatever. But I'm just getting it in the ass and in the pussy. Or yeah. I'm getting it in the pussy and I'm sucking some dick.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun to
yeah.
me. That sounds great.
I don't know if I would ever do three. I've thought about three or more. I don't know if I really enjoy those fantasies. It's just more so something that's crossed my mind.
Yeah.
The bi MMF threesome where the guys are into each other. I like that. I like to watch that.
It's hot.
Seems like everybody's having a good time. Exactly. There's no like barriers or whatever.
Exactly.
The pussy licking circle, of course. There's no
naturally.
I don't have to explain.
There's no
that.
Debate.
I don't have to. Yeah.
If you don't know what a pussy licking circle is, go educate
just
yourself.
Think about it.
Just think about
what
it.
What else could it be? What else could it possibly be?
See, it's some weird like. Like abstract art in my mind right now.
A literal geometric shape.
Yes. I wish I could show it to you.
It's a trapezoid.
You just gotta animate it.
It's like a pussy licking a circle.
Now that's really good.
A lot came up.
Lucas, I really need you to draw these things.
I'm gonna communicate this
need
to
a pussy licking circle shape.
That's easy.
Like, your best now. Man. Lucas, like,
wait,
did
wait.
It yesterday.
What do I
yeah,
have
sure,
here?
Let's go with that.
I really want to fuck in a nice public setting. Not like where the regular shit, like a car or whatever, but like
or
a
bathroom.
Nice... Yeah, not those actual things that can happen, but like a beach.
Oh, I see.
Not a nudist beach, but a beach where it's wrong to have sex,
people and their families
but I am
around.
Having sex there.
Children are there.
No, I don't want children to be there. I want a whole bunch of beautiful-ass people, like people who I deem beautiful, and they're just watching me have sex.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a great time.
And they also would like to fuck you.
Sometimes... They would also like to fuck me. Sometimes they're just fucking each other. Not an orgy, but just everybody's having a nice time.
Just like a
but
sex
it's very
beach
warm.
Party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's very
no,
warm.
No, it has to be real warm.
It can't be cold.
There has to be water and like a nice ambiance.
I see that. I see it.
I think those are all my fantasies.
They all have to be into you.
Like we the, all have to have a mutual attraction
yeah.
for each other. We don't have to fuck.
That is what I would say.
But
like
it's all
as well.
Sexy, you know?
That sounds
everybody's
good.
Having a good time. There's like rum, there's
yeah.
weed.
Yeah. It's gonna be the party we throw.
It's gonna be the party. Fulfilling every fantasy.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Yeah, that's all I got.
I was in a kind of orgy once. I had my period.
In
though.
A kind. Oh, that thing that you told. I don't know if what? I cut that from that episode or not.
Case,
that was a long ass story.
So I can retell it.
Long ago.
I won't retell it, but it was just like a lot of people I knew were making out.
Yeah.
And I was just so wasted.
Yeah.
I was like, I am Walt Whitman. I will drink myself into being a great poet. So dumb.
Was that before or after the orgy started?
That was during the orgy. People were making out, like, and I was like,
this
I will
is the
have.
Time.
Yeah, I was like, I will have another screwdriver. Whitman never stopped. I was legit about to drink myself into some sort of coma.
Whitman never stopped. That was how did he die?
I don't know how he died. Oh, but I was legit, I was making out somebody on the bed, a guy who I now hate. That's why you guys can't fuck me, fans.
Because
I'll end up hating you. I can't like anyone.
Sorry, KTN.
Sorry, man.
Everybody wants to fuck Shanika.
But they also all hate me. So I can get a lot of hate fucking out of this. Out of this podcast.
It's all
what was the best thing you've ever done? Created a podcast so I could fuck 500 people.
So I could hate fuck
everyone.
This is gonna be like the weirdest groupies ever.
I also really enjoyed when an old flame put his hand up my skirt at a bar.
Yeah, so let's talk about this bar fantasy that
you was have. Great.
These bar fantasies.
It was just real hot.
Why was it hot?
Yeah, the because publicness it just of it? Happened.
The liquor flowing.
The liquor was flowing a little bit, and like, I don't know if I had known that it was just all gonna end terribly, I would have like really taken advantage of all those moments. You know, if I was like only gonna get this chance once,
yeah, really relished.
I would have been not nervous.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure that's another reason why you found it hot. You were like a little bit hesitant about it. You know?
I was.
Like that whole forbidden thing.
Aw, man. It was just nice. I just sit at the bar. I don't know, he was...
Was it a crowded bar?
It was. There were people there.
Okay.
Everyone that...
I think anyone saw his hand
left.
Go up your
skirt. I don't know.
Ooh.
I just don't know.
That makes it even more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember like, I was like on the other side of the bar and I like pointed at him. And he was just... He came over. And he was like, if I told you that I liked you, would you take me seriously? And he was like, never say that again. Never talk to anybody about it ever again. It was weird. It was creepy, but I didn't care because I was like, oh.
What did he even mean by that?
I don't know. He's just like, don't say it out loud, basically.
Okay.
I don't know, man. But like, it was just fun. Like, I was sitting at the bar, like on a stool.
Yeah.
I wasn't sitting on the bar because then people would have noticed. And he was, like, standing, like, behind-ish, sort of behind the chair, kind of in front of me. I know that makes no sense if you think about it. The chair was, like...
Sort of behind the chair,
it's basically,
kind of in front
my legs
of me.
Were, like... I don't know if my legs were crossed, but he just, like, uncrossed my legs and, like, pushed my legs aside.
Wow.
And then he got up there and just, like, oh, you're not wearing any panties.
Were you?
I wasn't.
Wow.
Not to be hot, just because I had to wash my underwear.
That's what I thought. I wasn't going to say but I know how you are with that.
It was just like...
One time I was at Shanika's apartment and she was oven drying a pair of underwear.
It's because I needed them.
I know, man.
Because Ryan looked at the stove and was like, are there panties in the stove? Yeah, I had to hand wash and dry them real quick. The thing is, I've never oven dried my underwear myself. John has done every single pair.
It's always John.
John has done every pair.
What a great man.
He's an amazing person.
Anyway, so you weren't wearing any panties. Not by design. Not by sexual design.
And then, like, I looked up at him. He, like, looked away. And it was kind of, like, fun that, I don't know, he was either, I don't know what he was feeling.
Yeah.
The fact that he looked away, it was like, yeah. Whoa. Can't make eye contact during this. Otherwise it just looks like his hand is up my skirt and we're looking at each other.
So how shortly after you said that to him did he uncross your legs and go for the kill?
There was some time because we were standing.
Were you talking?
We went to the bar.
Okay.
I'll get over this guy the moment I find another old man to do the same thing to me.
And then you play out the fantasy. And then
yeah,
you don't have
exactly.
That's why I don't have a rape fantasy anymore.
Oh, because you tried it already?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, wait, let's talk about that. Which you have what? I just want to hear about it again.
I don't really remember. I just remember it was like a weird time. It was just like, I guess I'm not too good at role play either. Or I wasn't really committed and neither was Akeem. And I was just like, okay.
Aww. Oh, yeah, you're right. Find it was just them. Like, no, stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I'm not going to say much. I don't say much.
I mean, if you were to play it out, not how far would you take it or how far back would you take it rather? Like, does it start right there in the bedroom or does someone like, fake break into your house.
That I'm not about.
Okay.
It's too much. I don't want to break shit. You know, I don't want anything to be broken. I don't want, a vase.
Unless they just come in.
Unless, like...
They just walk in.
Picks the lock.
Oh, they're wearing, like, a mask. I'm a rapist.
I'm Rapey McRape Doodle.
Because that's never how it is.
Like, you're right.
Oh, welcome to this bed, you know?
So it's like date rape.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds terrible. Yeah. It sounds so horrible.
Fuck feminism. No, it's just a fantasy.
Exactly. It's just a fantasy.
It's like we're advocating actual rape.
No, I don't want to actually be raped, you know?
Yeah.
It's terrible and traumatic.
Yeah, no one actually wants to be raped.
Yeah.
Because if you do, then it's not, it's not rape.
Like I told people back in the day, for those of you just tuning into my life, I think I want to try being like a submissive. And like, who is it? Radio Silence. This is another guy, the older guy who I was
the man with the concave ass.
Concave ass and pointy dick.
He's very geometric.
Sounds terrible. Sounds so terrible.
He is terrible. What about
him? He seemed less attractive to me after we had sex. It sounds horrible. I know it sounds real bad.
That probably happens. I'm sure a lot of people can relate
to
that.
Like,
was it during the sex or was it right after?
It was after. Oh. After he made that weird grunt sound.
That sealed the deal for
him. It's just never going to happen again.
What sound was that?
Ugh. Man lives alone. His bed is huge. He has women's soap. Bar of women's soap
he
at his
a lot
place.
Of women.
He's like a.
He's a bachelor.
He's a bachelor.
Yeah. This is his bachelor pad. He lured
like
you
I
in.
I didn't particularly care.
No.
But it's just the fact that his dick is so pointy.
It's like now we've come to a point where I need to see it. Because it's been mentioned so many times and I can't fathom how pointy this dick really is.
Imagine a sharpened pencil.
Like, really?
What the fuck?
Oh, man.
It was painful. Was it circumcised? Uncircumcised?
It was circumcised.
It was still pointy, huh? How the fuck does that work?
That usually takes care of the problem. We're like dick surgeons. Tell us your problem.
No, I could just understand how, like, the fold of skin going over it would, like... make things a little more pointy?
No,
as opposed to
like,
round?
Because, like, the foreskin retracts, so it's not, like...
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've only had
there,
sex with... sex with a dick. When I've had sex with John, he wears condoms.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the foreskin is actually doing in the condom.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, back to fantasies. I also enjoyed... I can't keep saying... I gotta hire somebody.
That's your real fantasy.
I need this experience.
A 40-year-old... media professional sweeping you off your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your main fantasy. That's your number one. Can easily be fulfilled.
But can it be?
Yeah.
How?
There's mad 40-year-old media professionals.
But I have to be attracted to them, and they have to be a little bit rude to me.
All right, that makes it a little... that narrows it down
a little bit,
but
mean.
It's still possible. A lot of people are mean. This is a cold industry.
You're right. You're right.
Everybody's mad.
Exactly. And then they have to be open to the idea of mentorship afterwards.
That's where it gets hard.
it gets real complicated.
Yeah.
That's where it gets hard.
I don't know if it can ever happen for you in that case. You gotta just, like, pick 3 out of 4.
He'll be 18, but he'll have all the things.
Exactly. He'll mentor the fuck out of you.
You just have to have, like, this air of superiority about you.
You gotta slap a fake beard.
You can't be on the same, like, emotional level.
Gotcha.
You gotta be like, I don't care about anything this bitch has to say.
But
I can tell that she has a great career with my dick.
I'll mentor with my dick.
Man.
I don't know, man. It's bad. It's very confusing.
Let's set out some ads for this. We'll find you one. Matter of fact, that's me and Lucas's job.
Oh, fine. So thanks,
for
guys.
Your birthday, by November.
November 22nd.
Yeah, I was going to say November whatever the fuck.
It's like, oh, it's you.
Oh, shit, it's May. Fuck.
Yeah, we don't have that much time.
We don't have much time. We got to get on it.
How much time do people spend fantasizing?
I spent a lot of time having sexual fantasies in middle school.
Uh-huh.
Like, half the class period.
Wow.
How was I an AP student? How did I do so well in these classes?
It was easy as shit.
Yeah.
Fucking American education system.
And it was, like, the teachers, or, like, people I had a crush on, I'd imagine having sex with them in the classroom.
Would your vagina get wet? That's why I try not to fantasize in public. I don't know. Like, I'm not fantasizing right now. If you look at this chair, there's, like, a little... I'm wearing, like, nothing right now. So if I do fantasize...
Just a lot of moisture.
The subway cars get very odd. I don't want other people to go through that.
You don't
that.
Want that to happen. Exactly. It's like, just a little water on the seat.
Suddenly everything makes sense.
Oh, no. Lucas has sat in many a wet spot.
No!
I was like, no, now I know.
Is her ass sweating? Nope.
Nope.
She's thinking about dirt. She's thinking
about
pussy.
So much sense now.
She's now secreting liquids.
Yeah.
To receive.
Receive.
To receive a dick.
Ew.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
It would be usually like a teacher would call me into class afterwards.
Yeah.
And then rape me.
God. Whoa!
It sounds horrible.
That escalated mad quick.
It sounds terrible.
I was like, Shanika's a good storyteller. And really build this up.
Let me set the scene.
Yikes, man.
Nope.
No,
I'm embarrassed to go into the details. That's why there are none that I will share.
That might have made the situation worse. Now we're judging you hardcore.
Everyone is like, wow.
I gotta turn this
She's
shit
not a feminist. Fuck this podcast. Sneaky that fucking pedophile friendly
freak. Who called you a pedophile?
It's that episode where I was just like, friendly. Pedophilia is complicated. My opinions, man.
Got a lot of risky things,
girl's
man.
Girl's a fucking freak.
We might get letters over this
one. I suppose. Oh my gosh, someone please send letters to where though? What address? Not mine.
IHUpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh. Anything else about fantasies?
I'm gonna make a P.O. box. Some people don't have fantasies. Did I write that?
No, I didn't. Oh, just it's like okay to also not have sexual fantasies.
Yeah.
If you're satisfied with your sex life and it's doing everything you need.
Yeah. You fine. I mean, even if you do want to try new things. Or like all of the BDSM shit, I would totally try it, but I just don't fantasize about it too much.
Yeah, neither.
Most of the time when I'm in my head, I'm arguing with other people and winning. Or fucking somebody up.
Me too, that's kind of. Wait. Yeah, I'm saying really dope things in an argument that I've never been able to actually articulate.
Yeah.
Killing somebody. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
And then this fact. And literally in my mind, it's like, fact. Drop that fact, that fact. That fact, that fact. Or I'm on a train and someone pulls out a gun and I'm like, in slow motion, like, psh.
That's usually
or
what
I
is.
Get shot, but then I still continue to fight. Like, I'm dramatically fighting.
Oh, wow.
Fighting.
Now you think it's to a badass level.
I am. I'm, like, bleeding out, but I, like, killed the other man. And, like, every single, like, hot person I've ever known is on the subway watching me as I'm dramatically just, like,
tell my parents. I love them.
But that's just...
Why are you dying?
I'm always dying. So my fantasies, they're always me getting shot or putting myself in a position. Like when like all those things are like the hero gets gravely injured as they do something heroic to sacrifice themselves.
Yeah.
Except I survive.
Okay. Gotcha.
And everyone around is like, oh, he's so badass.
What a badass bitch.
Yeah, everyone who's ever doubted me or people I think I failed to impress, they're there and they are so impressed.
Like, this one's for haters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This fantasy goes out to my haters.
Exactly.
It's got weirdly, like, not sexual.
There's that. And then there's also, like,
things that make you feel good.
I imagine that I'm doing the coolest music video in the world when I'm jogging. I'm, like, running in a music video and there's, like, fake fucking rocks and boulders chasing me. And I'm, like, just going. I'm like, ah. And then I'm tired. I'm like, whew.
That's an effective fantasy.
It is. I just feel so cool. Listen to the Arctic Monkeys and just running. I'm like, yeah.
Fantasies that people have asked you to do?
None.
Might have to tase Cardine one day.
Okay.
It'll be simple.
I gotta arrange some sort of threesome for a game and that's it. That's the only fantasy that he's ever had.
That's all he wants.
A boring ass nigga. Yeah, I'm just
boring fucking man.
Basic bitch.
He's watched. He's just seen people bleed and seen their innards. He just wants to keep his sex life just uncomplicated.
Exactly, exactly.
Jeez. Girl wants me to slap her and choke her. All I want to do is help people. I think someone I know is saying that like their ex used to ask them to do like just to call her mean, degrading things, and he just had a hard time doing it. He was just like, I don't want to.
I don't want to call you that, babe.
Yeah, and in which case, you got to respect that person's desire.
That's where it's like, maybe you should open up your relationship to polyamory.
Yeah, and then certain you can try things with other certain people.
Needs. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for fantasies. What are your fantasies, audience?
I thought you were talking about me.
That's it for fantasies, Sam. What are your thoughts on all this? please write us in with your hottest fantasies.
Yeah, we'll read it on the show.
Every
I really want a like a contributional. That's not a word. I want people to make the little something sexy.
I
getting
would love
increasingly
that.
Harder to find things that are funny, sexy, and like smart every single week.
Yeah,
give us some stuff, guys.
Yeah, please send us your. You could send
you could
us
just
your
moan
stories
for like 3 minutes,
and we will put that shit on
exactly.
Legitimately. Alright, so that's it for Fuck It.
Now on to Fuck Me.
This is where you hear about our fucking lives.
Yeah.
And if you're not interested in us, you can
skip
over
forward.
This part.
What the fuck? Anybody forcing you to do this shit?
Anybody forcing you to listen to this podcast?
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here. And that's how we end. That's how our steady ass growth just stagnates.
I hate these guys. So
I'll go first?
Yeah.
This week. So, I guess this is a two-part thing.
Ooh.
So, basically, this guy, Dick I'll Never Have, who I've now called Phantom Dick, told me, like, 2 weeks or so ago that he was moving to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And that he'd be gone for a long time.
Yeah. We saw him walk down the hallway.
Lo and behold, as we're recording this podcast, Ghost Dick Phantom Dick walks down the hallway. Doesn't see me. And then later, him and his partner like his friend, walk down the hallway. Their back's facing the studio we're in. And then, very recently,
like 2 minutes
he walked, 2 minutes ago, walked down the hallway, but in my direction.
Yeah.
Made eye contact. And the face he made was like a... I don't know what the face was.
Was it like a, you caught me face? Was like it bad?
I don't even know. Name? I can't even. He didn't move to Las Vegas.
No, he's here.
He's clearly there.
He hasn't even left the building.
Is that a lie? Why would he say that?
I don't know.
Why would he say he was moving to Las Vegas? Unless he's moving to Las Vegas, like, this month.
He told you he was leaving tomorrow.
He did say he was leaving tomorrow.
So.
And he wanted to see if I told her I was leaving, what would she say?
That's what I feel like it's like.
And legit, I said, I wish I had never met you. So that is a good
and
way.
That's the culmination of that face. He has all those things in mind.
He's like,
he knew it
was
a lie the whole time. And you gave him that. What other face could I make?
Blocked him on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know if his number is still blocked, mm-hmm. but I deleted his number.
Good.
Deleted all his emails.
Beauty of the iPhone, you can now block numbers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to block his number officially.
Yep.
But that means I have to put it in my phone. It has to be in my phone, you know?
No, it doesn't. Oh, well, it'll be on your block list, but his contact doesn't need to be saved.
Okay. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
And then it'll officially, he just can't contact me.
Yeah, he won't exist.
So, since this man is dead to me now.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Ghost Dick.
And that's why he's a phantom, because he's still around even though he's died.
Yeah, phantom fucking. Like, if he was dying, and there's, like, I saw him dying in the street, and I saved his life. I would have to say, not that I saved his life, but I brought him back from the dead.
Ah.
Like, that's how deep it has to be.
I was wondering
get.
Where you're going to go with
no,
that.
No, yeah.
I you're going to let him die.
No, I wouldn't let him die, but I would be like, I brought this man back from the dead, because uh-huh. he was dead to me before.
That's good.
And okay. I could
that's
kill poetic. Him again in my mind.
That's poetic.
And I spent some time being sad about it.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, whatever. Because like getting, I also found an amazing Wikipedia article. It's like how to cope. It's a WikiHow article, how to cope with liking someone who disrespects you.
Yeah.
And I read it and I was like, this is exactly what I was going through. And it was hard because I wasn't recognizing it as disrespect at the time, you know?
Yeah.
So like there was exactly, it's like you have to cultivate a strong sense of self, recognize that they're just a piece of dick. It's a piece of dick. Recognize that they're just a piece of shit. And, just a piece of dick, just a little,
not even an entire
little bit of the
dick.
Foreskin. They're just a piece of shit. And and
so
that
sorry.
There's nothing you can do to change who they are.
Yeah,
it's a very quotable episode.
They're just a stupid piece of dick. Because I was like trying to be like, oh, if I do these things, he'll react to me in a different way.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. That's not possible. There's nothing you can do to make them less shitty.
Yeah.
And so basically, and what I liked about this man who is now dead was that he had a very great nightlife situation. Like he just has a circuit of bars he goes to and hangs out at. And it's like Cheers. He walks into a bar and it's like, hey! I was like, I want that. Yeah. So after work, I was like, I'm going to go find my own fucking bars and make my own nightlife experience. So I went to this first bar called like, I can't see the name. Mm-hmm. But I went to this first bar, and it was not a good scene. Everybody was in their 40s, white. There were actually no chairs at the bar, so I'd have to sit at, like, a table. I took a man's seat by accident. I didn't know. I asked the man to my right. I was like, hey, someone's sitting here. He said no. And then another man comes back, and the woman he's with is like, oh, I'm sorry, you left, and some girl took your chair. Oh, I was like, God. Oh, I'm so sorry. He's like, it's okay. We don't sit. We lean here.
Did he lie to you?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
I hope you got the fuck out of there. Weird.
I did. I sat down. I was like, well, now I have to order a drink. I'm already sitting here.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, fuck this. And the bartender hadn't seen me yet.
Good choice.
So I just left.
Yeah.
And I wandered a little further. My ankle had been, like, broken. I don't know what.
Yeah, I saw that on your Snapchat.
It was weird.
Okay.
I was at work. And I stood up and I was like, ouch, my ankle.
Nothing is okay.
Literally did nothing. So I'm limping my way, trying to find a good experience.
Wow.
I end up at this bar that looks fun. Mm-hmm. It's cool on the inside. If you're on Instagram, mm-hmm. Shanika Powell, you can see some stuff. It was like a cute bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in and the bartender is hot. I'm like, yes, found it. It's young. It's playing music.
This
I like.
This is the place.
It's interesting. There are bras on the wall. I'm like, cool.
Oh, fun nice. Place. That's fun.
Immediately get into a conversation with like some guy from Arizona, some older man.
Yeah.
They leave eventually. They don't matter to me because I'm fucking home disrespectful. But later,
I'm a disrespectful
if, like, I don't plan on fucking you. I don't want to talk to you right now because that's not my goal. I'm not trying to make friends. I'm so rude, you know?
Totally rude.
Meanwhile,
relate.
That old totally man bought relate. Me two margaritas. He paid for two of my drinks.
Yeah. Thanks, man, but fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so rude.
It's fine.
And so this guy walks by, cute, bear-y, like, teddy bear-like.
Okay.
Almondy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He walks by like, oh, nice frames.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank you. Got him from Warby Parker.
Warby
he's holding
Parker.
His beer. He sits down next to him. We start talking, and he's cute. He's 25. Apparently, he's a massage. He's going to school for like massage therapy. Confirmed. So I looked up the school he went to, and it's on his Facebook.
Okay.
You know, it's like
that is something someone totally would lie about.
Exactly.
If they were trying to fuck you.
Yeah, because you just want to get your hands on my body.
Yeah.
So the first thing we were talking about the elections, and I told him where I work, mm-hmm. a very political place,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like, he started to shit on Bernie Sanders, and then I was,
that's when the pussy had dried up.
Kind of, to be honest. But then I was just like, It's like, you know, Hillary's... She was just saying some vague shit that I can't remember.
Because he's dumb. Oh, yeah, and you were both drunk.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk yet.
Ah.
But I was just... So I went in. I just stood up for Bernie Sanders like I always do.
Yeah.
It's like my goal in life. Donating mm-hmm. $30 to campaign. I'm in it for Bernie. And then that conversation petered off because I was getting upset. And he was just... I was saying things. He was just like, whoa, or wow. And it was like, wow, like, seemed like he was disagreeing. And he's just like, I'm just saying, wow, because you're so smart. It's like you have an inner light.
Yeah, this guy was trying to fuck real
he
hard.
He was being so cheesy.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, what do you call it?
You do have an inner light, though.
Thanks.
Wink.
Sam, Jenna, fuck
trying to
me.
Get you in my bed.
Sorry, Kardeem. He's here first. so he was being mad cheesy, and his friends were there, and he was, I don't know what was happening. It's just like he was saying things like, I was telling him that I hurt my ankle. He's like, oh, let me massage your ankle or whatever.
That
was
the right thing to say.
I got a foot massage at the bar. That was nice. And he was like massaging my shoulders a little bit. And he was like, but it's kind of, it just feels so unnatural. You need the skin to skin contact. And then, you know, of course, the basic bitch, you know, like, then he's talking about, like, I'm excited at the thought of you without that sweater on. I was wearing, like, a very grandma sweater, like I am wearing right now. It's the cheesiest things.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, then his friends came, or most of them, maybe more of them came in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, hi, guys, hey, what's
up? Yeah.
Just getting to know the squad a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they were just vaping. They were just smoking weed in this bar.
Douchebags.
But they were vaping. So it did smell like weed, though. And I was drunk, so I was just like, are you smoking weed?
The marijuana?
I'm the worst person in the world. I will get everyone arrested. Like, don't do anything illegal around me and surprise me with it. So I'll be like, oh shit, are you beating that man up? Did
you kill a guy just now? Oh fuck, oh
cops walk by. Man, you better tighten that container with the weed in it. You can't have the dog smell it. Like, I'm the worst. Like, don't hang out with me. Don't do anything illegal with or around me. And so he was like, did he offer me some of the weed from his vape? And I thought he was just going to hand me the vape pen. Mm-hmm. But he just, like, put his lips on mine and did the whole inhale it from his mouth.
A shoddy, as they say.
Oh, that's what it's called. Yeah. A shoddy. So that happened. And I was like, oh.
That's fun. I like those.
I just didn't even know it was happening, though. Yeah. I didn't know that was happening.
At what point did you know you were supposed to inhale?
I was just like, oh, this is happening.
Okay.
Because he started exhaling.
I really like shoddies.
Like, he's not kissing me.
Yeah.
But he is.
Yeah.
Then so that was fun. And then he was just, he seemed like he was just getting more and more, like, explicit with his whatever he was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, because he was like, you know, I'd give you a massage. Like, I have my lubricant and something else. Maybe
he's towels. Three blocks away. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Where the fuck was the lube?
I can go massage your vag right now with my dick. Right now.
Yeah.
And I was just like.
See, how much of a massage do you think you were going to get if you were down for that? Because I would want a full fucking massage. I'll give you the best pussy you've ever had. Exactly. But I want a full body massage.
Get in my calves. Like, they're real tight knotted.
Exactly.
My shoulders better feel loose and free.
Exactly.
Like, soak in the wind.
Exactly.
It better be fucking awesome.
I feel
awesome.
Like a goddess afterwards.
And then
we fuck, and then you massage me again.
Exactly.
Because I've squatted on your dick for the past 45 minutes.
And my thighs are sore. Yeah, so, like, please. Oh, man. So he was getting more explicit.
Yeah.
And then at one point, I was just like, listen, whoa. I'll have sex with you, just not tonight.
Just gotta reel it back.
Yeah. I was,
dude,
and
just
he was like,
down.
It's taking me back a little bit.
And
he was physically taken back.
Where did
you say
this
was? Physically, like, recoiled a little bit.
He was literally taken aback. He's like, oh. You said this was where? The Upper West Side?
Yeah. I'll take you to the bar.
He seems like a Lower East Side kind of douchebag.
Oh, totally. But the bar was cheap. It was mad cheap.
Yep.
And then we, like, went out to vape on the block nearby.
Yeah.
And this is where things get weird. I swear. So we were walking around. And then, like, one of the girls in the group was like, hey, we gotta cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
And look back, and there's, like, a man in an orange shirt walking behind us. I'm like, scary. Cross the street. The man's walking in the middle of the street now towards us. We stop, and we all...
It's like It Follows.
It is like It Follows. That's exactly what it's like. That's
just a very good movie, by the way.
I loved it. I watched it twice. But we like, look, it just follows, man. It follows.
That's,
Jesus fuck.
That's what it says.
Great movie.
Oh, man. Very funny.
Okay. All right. Sorry. It was just so scary. So then we're, like, standing on, like, one side of the street, and the man is walking in the middle of the street now, and I'm getting creeped out, and I look at this group of people.
As you should have
gotten
creeped out, because
that's
totally
weird. I don't want to get arrested with you guys. I don't know you. I say that in my mind.
Yeah.
And I just leave. I don't say anything. I just dip. I'm the queen of just leaving. I'm so rude. I just leave. I'm like, I don't want to be in this situation. I'm going to get out of it.
Yeah.
So I walk away, and then the man starts walking parallel to me on the other side of the street and kind of moving into the middle of the street.
Yeah.
It looks like he's kind of, like, approaching me. I pretend to have a phone call.
Yeah.
Like, to be on the phone.
Did he make eye contact?
No. And then I stop. There's a doorman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking. I stop and I talk to the doorman. I'm like, hey, what's up? How's it going? This must be the place. Legit gibberish. I talk to this man.
Yeah.
And I see the man in the middle of the street. He, like, turns around and looks back in the other direction.
I said earlier that I thought he was one of that guy's friends. You told he was not.
No, it's weird. So I tell the doorman, sorry, I was just, that I thought that guy was following me.
Yeah.
So I talked to you.
What did the doorman say?
Oh, he was like, it's no problem, I understand. He was like, it's just sweet.
That's nice, that's
sweet,
nice.
Like, probably young black man. Would have fucked him too if I wasn't scared, drunk, and high.
Just two out of the three, and I would have fucked him.
Right?
But not all three. Not all three.
And so today, basically, I texted him yesterday, I said, hey, I gotta give this bar guy a name. Call him
masseuse.
The masseuse.
Yeah.
So the masseuse, text the masseuse, and I text him, I'm like, sorry that I dipped, I was a little drunk, a little too high, and I was nervous about that, the guy following us was creeping me out.
Yeah.
And he responds, what guy?
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm like, LOL,
and a surprise twist.
Yeah, like, LOL, what do you mean, what guy?
What do you mean? This guy could have been so focused on the poontang that, you know, he wasn't paying attention.
I just know. He's like, they were only my friends around you.
Unless that man was a friend.
And then I was just like, LOL, it's like Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows when Harry sees the creatures that are pulling the carriages at Hogwarts, but Hermione's like, there's nothing pulling the carriage, Harry.
But that's real.
But the thing is, like Hermione is always like, Harry, there's nothing there. Yeah. Like, in which case, like, then Harry is hallucinating. You should address it. You shouldn't just be like, you're seeing things. Let's move on. She's mad dismissive.
Like, none there. Harry's like, he's seeing a full creature, and she's like, "There's nothing there."
Exactly. Doesn't acknowledge it. Luna's like, "I see them too."
Yeah. What so is that then, when you've seen someone die?
Seen somebody die, and that's why they can see it. So then he responds, "LMAO, I was walking behind you for a sec, but you kept walking, so I figured you needed space."
Good that he didn't like jace you.
It's just real. Like weird.
The man.
Oh yeah,
in the orange shirt.
I just don't understand why he doesn't know what I was seeing, and it made me question whether or not I was actually being followed by a man. But I have a distinct memory of a man walking in the middle of the street, and when I spoke to the doorman, guy turned around. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the fuck is wrong with
you. Just gotta go back to that doorman and be like, "Did you see the man?"
Hey man, you do. See
and then
that
and
man,
then you
right?
describe what the man looks like, and he's like, "That man used to live here 16 years ago."
And I would know, he although died. I'm only the young age of 23, I died 40 years ago. That man was my son once.
Very Twilight Zone.
Exactly, and I can't leave the block for some reason. That's our horror film.
You live in that block for the rest of your life. A horror film.
And you're being followed by ghosts.
Horror film. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was a series of very interesting stories. Thank you. I'm thoroughly entertained.
Good. I'm glad that was enjoyable.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is how I'm gonna get over Phantom Dick.
Yeah. Now Phantom Dick is back. There was a phantom man in an orange shirt. You might get a good massage out of the deal.
Exactly. I might get a massage for my troubles.
They worked out.
Yeah. It's going diggity down.
Not much. So I went on vacation, guys. And I came back sick.
You are always sick.
It's very unfortunate. Two interesting things that happened. So, you know, it's a warm climate. You're not wearing any clothes. And there was a full fucking mirror in the resort. So I'm like, I'm going to take pictures of my body. Oh, I'm going to put them on Snapchat. No, not nude pics. Oh. But I took, like, a couple of thirst traps, as they say, and they were well-received.
Hey!
Like, I never got responses for, like, thirst traps, because I never really posted thirst traps, but they were, like, devil emojis and, like, fire emojis and wet emojis and, like, heart faces. And this one guy was just like, "I like your boobs." I don't know who that man is. I have no idea who the fuck it is. And I was like, LOL, okay, and he didn't say anything back.
Maybe he was just
also, the specific picture... It was actually a video with my mom, and my boobs weren't out in that picture. But they were out, like, the whole vacation. But not in that picture. Not the picture that he responded to.
That's weird.
Yeah, I thought it was odd, too. I had a shirt on.
Your mother was there.
But he likes my boobs.
I like your boobs, and your mother seems like a nice person. Yeah.
That's a tit pick.
That's great.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah, that's the one you comment on.
There was also, I didn't comment on that one. I tried to do the whole, like, when you're lying down, you take a picture of your ass.
Yes.
I did that twice.
What's on your face?
Oh, that's that's my makeup. No, that's a filter.
I'm like, why are you? That doesn't look like
you. It matched with my bathing suit. It
doesn't look like your ass at all.
That's not you.
Oh, you have the camera be slightly higher.
Huh?
It has to be, because what is it, 10.10 has this, like, really great
ass picture. Ass I took another one, but I did not save that one. What else? There's but this one where I just think I look super cute.
You do look great. Look at you.
Thank you.
Look
thank you. Go. Thank you.
Should have been on Snapchat.
There was a butt one. I really don't like my face in this one. I just sent this one to Akeem, and I was like, is this how they do the butt pose? And he was like, I think so. But I wasn't confident enough to post it.
Oh, that's fun.
You know when they, like, sit on the sink and shit like that?
Yeah, no, it's hard to do that.
There were robes that came with the room, so I took a picture in that fucking robe with nothing else on.
As you should.
Yeah. There was this one.
Oh, 9 a.m.
A little bit of thickness.
You
gotta start the whole shit mad early.
You look
early.
Great.
Thank you.
How many bathing suits do you have?
I bought three.
Oh, okay.
I bought three.
About to say, damn.
I have a little bit more thickness at 9:02 a.m. I'm just being excessive.
It is excessive.
I'm just being mad excessive.
But it's fun. You look. You could be Taraji with your eyebrows in this. And I also really love the braided back.
Thank you. The goddess braids.
The goddess braids look so good on you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was basically it. Oh, and then there's a, I'm just going to recommend this to all people. There's a tour, you know those party cruises that people go on and shit, and it's just a booze cruise or whatever? There's one in Barbados that's called the Jolly Rogers Tour, and it's a part of the Black Pearl Company. Every single guy who works on that shit is hot.
Oh.
They're like, different kinds of hot. Like, it was one who was, like, I guess he's, like, mixed or whatever. He looked light-skinned. He had, like, a full beard, and he was, like, mad skinny or whatever. They could all swim and shit like that. And there was, like, a white one who was, like, very surfer boy or whatever. There was another white one who was, like, white guy with dreads, but that's still attractive. Because I hate white men with dreads. But sometimes I dug him.
It's like when they don't understand cultural appropriation, they just do it.
I mean, he is from Barbados.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
He had like an accent, and he had like the, you know, the trident that's on the Barbasian, the Bayesian flag. Mm-hmm. He had that like tattoo on his body, so I'm assuming he was actually from Barbados or whatever.
That's just where he grew up, and that's what his life is like.
It's a dark-skinned guy who was, like, cut, and he had, like, little tiny dreads. There was a chubby boy who was very, very cute. Every single guy who worked on the boat, except for the captain, who was just, like, an old fart, very, very fucking attractive.
Captain handpicked
these men. If you ever go to Barbados, go on that tour.
That's so funny.
It was a fun time.
That's how you hire people. You're like, we're going to have every type.
Exactly, because, I mean, it's a tour where people get drunk in the Caribbean. They're already feeling hot, and they're drunk. You're gonna like to see attractive people on the boat.
Yeah. People get attractive as you're drunk.
Exactly.
You just get so
I wasn't drunk at the time. They're actually drunk.
Anyone's fingers.
Anyone and everyone. Yeah, anyone's fingers.
Someone wash your hands. Come this way.
Just wash them.
Come
with
me.
That's the only requirement.
Exactly. Wash your hands and join me. To the bar.
Off to the bar. Make sure you're 40. Yeah, that's it.
That's great. It's like a good time.
It was a fun time.
The food good?
Yeah, the food was good. For the most part. On the cruise itself, that was good food. Only had one bad thing, that stupid fucking roti taco that I told you about. I just feel like sometimes resorts cater to European and American crowds, which is stupid.
Yeah, just
because these people have gone to this country to experience new things.
Exactly.
I don't want to fucking eat a cheeseburger. It was very like that, but the resort's breakfast and dinner was good. I just don't know what the fuck happened to their lunch. It was stupid.
So they were experimenting with new things.
It was god awful. That's it.
All right.
That's it for Fuck Me. Now on to Fuck You. The segment where we talk about your lives, and you can send your questions, comments, concerns, and whatever the
stories,
moaning sounds.
Your fantasies.
Yeah. To ihupodcast@gmail.com. And today we have a story from Angela. Angela writes, Hey, fellow hoes. I absolutely love you guys. Hey. I cannot tell you how many times I've bursted out laughing on the train listening to you. Much appreciated.
Thanks.
Your show, hands down, the best I've heard in a while. I'm gonna cry. With that being said, let me hop to my story before my boss gets here.
Hey.
A few months ago, my best friend had asked me to do her a solid and go on a double date with her. She had met this guy via Facebook and was afraid to go out with him alone. She suggested that he bring a friend along and make it a group thing. Being the wonderful friend that I am, I agreed because, hey, who's turning down free food and drinks? In any event, we met up with the guys at this cool spot in the city. I must say I was impressed with both of our dates. They were both super cute and tall. Bonus, LOL. The night went great and ended with my friend dipping with her guy and left me alone with mine. We had an awesome conversation and an even better makeout session.
Hey.
We exchanged numbers and made plans to hang out again soon. To my surprise, he hit me up the following day telling me how bad he wanted to see me. Inside, I'm like, yay, because I really wanted to see him too. We hung out again and I had a great time. This double date spawned many dates and I can't lie, I was starting to catch feelings for this guy. My initial plan was to get some free dates out of the deal, maybe a couple of sessions, sex, and breakout. I had no plans on liking this guy for real. He would often tell me how great I am, and how he could really see himself with me. I jokingly would tell him he didn't have to say all that at the time because I was already going to bang him, so it was all good.
Exactly, yeah, you can stop trying. You can have a normal conversation.
That's so true. he would in turn, he in turn would get pissed and tell me he wasn't the type of guy to lie to fuck a girl. So I should put my quote-unquote nigga feelings away and open up and go with the flow. Oh. I took his advice and enjoyed our time, and we eventually slept together. So I'm thinking, great, awesome guy, good dick, fun times. I'm starting off the new year right. Well, I was wrong. This guy dipped on me almost immediately. At first, I was in denial. I chalked it up to us both having busy schedules, and when the time was right, we'd reconnect. But after a week of no calls or texts, it sunk in. I got played. But I'm a champ. I took it on the chin, deleted his number, tried to move on like he never existed, but lo and behold, who contacts me out of the blue? You got it, this jerk. Controlling my inner maniac, I asked what happened. He hit me with the famous line, I've been hitting you up, but you just never answered. So I'm like, I guy, whatever. I let him know that if he wanted to be friends, that I was totally okay with that. He said that wasn't the case and he wanted to start over. Against my better judgment, I decided to give him another shot. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Bad move. But I really like this guy. Liked this guy. And I had a small glimmer of hope that we could get back to where we were. Well, that never happened. To make up for all his shittiness, he asked me out to dinner for that weekend. I stupidly canceled all of my plans so we could go out together. Just for him to no call, no show. Sigh. I never called to ask him what happened. I just deleted all his information and blocked him on everything. Problem is, my feelings are majorly hurt and I want to rip his face off and post all of his dick pics on Instagram. Kidding. I'm just having a difficult time getting over this and really could use some advice. Help.
Well, as the queen of liking assholes.
I like assholes too.
Okay, alright. You can be the queen.
No. We can
be in the peasant class together.
Co-reigning.
I feel like you did the right thing by deleting all of the ways that he can contact you.
I agree as
but
well.
But it also might be helpful and cathartic
to ask
send, no, if, to have one, you just need to, I think you should say everything you need to say to this person via text, via whatever form.
Yeah.
And then block and delete.
Yeah.
Because I feel like what's upsetting is when you can't come to terms with how someone has upset you.
Yeah.
It's because like you haven't gotten some form of closure.
Yeah.
It's like he's by not responding to you or whatever has like taking control of the situation.
Yeah.
And you're suddenly left with all this anger and this annoyance, but no way to, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So I think if you just, like, for example, when I told Dick I'll never have, sorry, ghost Dick, phantom Dick, then I was like, I wish I had never met you. Felt great. It felt awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, hell, that's how I feel. That's everything that I think I need to say.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, I've said my piece.
And now I can goodbye. Bleed and block you on all fours.
Yeah. And I think the curiosity to hear their side of things is killer. It's like so hard. It's like, I want to know.
Yeah.
I really want to know what they have to say, what they're thinking. If they're actually a dick, they're just going to say something dickish or stupid or lie to you. Waste your time, waste your energy.
Mm-hmm. And you then, already know that they're a dick, so...
Yeah, and then they're gonna...
Really
yeah, so basically, they upset you again, they go silent, and
the
then bam, you're
in
some stupid, fucked up circle.
Yeah.
So I'd say your piece, and then just work hard to
focus on other things. It always feels good to get the last word as well.
It does. It feels so good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or at least the last significant word.
Yeah. Imagine he's just responding, he's like, LOL.
Yeah. But even that's...
Oh, sorry. My bad. My bad, B.
It's like, oh, I didn't know I was doing that. Please.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's all good advice. I disagree with your advice.
Okay.
I don't have any.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like I have not gone through a similar situation yet.
Hopefully, if it happens, you can just... I too have been stood up.
Mm-hmm.
That was annoying.
Mm-hmm. Who did that?
Radio silence.
Oh, yeah.
Thought he was dead for a week. I think the issue is that I think I care too much about people.
Mm-hmm.
Care too much. It just has to be,
you know
what?
There's no too much.
You
can
live or
die. You care.
You were a stranger before I met you.
Yeah.
I have to be content with letting you become a stranger again.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because otherwise, I don't care about your thoughts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I vaguely care about your humanity and rights, but...
We'll fight for your right to be alive.
Exactly.
And comfortable, but that's it.
Yes, I guess those are my thoughts on it.
Yeah. I guess one of the things in here that I most identified with is just like when a fuckboy kind of like leads you on in a way.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is he doing that? Like,
that's when what happened
was,
to
like,
her.
Yeah, when he was like, no, I really like you, blah, blah, and then he just dubbed her.
Let me take you to dinner.
It's like, why would you do something like that? Like, why would you play this out so far? Like, she had said multiple times, like, we could just do
this.
We
can be friends.
No, no, I want to prove them a nice guy. Yeah, what was the point of doing that?
All you prove is that you're just the fucking asshole that everyone thinks you are.
Exactly.
And that you know you are.
Yeah. And I just don't know the point of him doing something like that.
To be a dick? I don't know either.
I don't know why anyone would purposely be a dick in
like
that way. It's
don't
not like
care.
Fun dick shit.
You're not
it's
even
just stupid.
You're not
nobody
even
cares.
Your friends. It affects no one. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, you want to prove to yourself you're a nice guy.
It's
and
officially
then suddenly
made for a somewhat interesting story on this podcast that no one listens to. But really, in the grand scheme of things, why would he do something like that?
Don't make promises you can't keep, or if you, just.
I'd really love.
You need
that
some fuck
boys part two.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to do something like this, anyone who listens to the show, whether you're a boy or a girl.
Do you identify as a fuck boy? If so.
I don't even care what you identify as. If you do something like this, what was the point of doing something like this?
Exactly. We have to have people reach out to the fuckboy they've abandoned, but they won't show.
They're not going
to
answer the text.
They won't answer
I
the
tried
text,
to
they
do that.
Up.
I tried to do that for our first
That's
ever
the
episode.
Issue, is you
and they
could
hit me up
guard.
The day the episode came out.
It's annoying.
It's like, what the fuck? He did listen to the episode, though, and he said it was very good.
He liked it. Yeah, oh, nice, nice, nice. Good one.
Mad funny. Mad funny.
It's all your fucking shit, man.
Very anthropological.
Exactly.
And so, I guess that's it for Fuck Me?
Yeah.
Stay
that's
strong.
That's it for Fuck You, actually.
I was just saying, that's it for Fuck You.
Yeah, stay strong, Angela.
Yeah. We're on your side. We're anti-fuck. People.
Yep, yep, yep. Once again, if you guys have any questions or comments or stories or whatever, send that to ihupodcast@gmail.com. And if you have sent us stuff in and we haven't read it yet, it's because we got a backlog thing going on and we'll probably read it in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, eventually.
So thank you guys for sending in your stuff and continuously do so.
Yeah.
That's it for the Inner Home Uprising.
Yep. You can find us on.
Let's see how she does this.
So Instagram, slam_pal.
Yep.
Twitter, slam_pal.
Yep.
YouTube, youtube.com/slampalproductions.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that it? Did I miss something?
Facebook by searching slampal productions and Periscope at slam_pal. Nah, you did good, man. You did real good.
And I'm Shanika. You can follow me on Instagram at Shanika Powell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do much on Twitter, but if you want to see the things I have done, they're fucking hilarious. Shan Powell 4.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's Snapchat.
Me. Oh, Snapchat, Volcano Vulva.
Nice, great name.
Thanks.
You can find me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter. That's SlamRidd. And you can find me at Snapchat at SamAnnerz. And you can see all that in the comment box below. Once again, send us your music. Review us on iTunes.
Send us things of you moaning.
Yeah.
Sounds of you during actual sex, we will take.
Wow, I would love to hear that. I used to like listen to that. Apparently people like put that on YouTube.
Oh.
Just them having sex.
That's fun.
I used to listen to it in jerk off.
Maybe we should do that for a little something section.
Call Lucas.
Lucas will do your sound. He'll be in the room.
For a fee.
I have reasonable rates.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah. So now we're going to leave you with a little something sexy.
Why do they talk about you in hip hop music?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you kind of a sex symbol? The truth, are
well,
you?
Well, I would have to I need to ask you that. What do you think?
Well, if I didn't talk to you on the plane, I must have had a bad day.
I thought you were going to say no.
No, I must have been delusional. J. Cole is the latest to mention you. He raps in his song, No Role Models. My only regret was too young for Nia Long.
He's really not too young. He just doesn't know it.